A King County jury has voted to sentence Christopher Monfort to life in prison without parole for the murder of one Seattle police officer and the wounding of another. It's the second time this year a local jury has rejected the death penalty. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The jury's decision was striking for its swiftness. They deliberated for just an hour or so, and it was unanimous. They convicted Christopher Monfort of murdering Seattle police officer Timothy Brenton, but voted to spare his life. Monfort's mother Susan left the courtroom looking stunned.
But I'm just grateful.
She says she wishes the Brenton family so much love and peace. Her son's defense attorney, Carl Luhr, says he can't gauge how unusual this verdict is.
I don't think there have been that many death penalty cases charged in police officer murders that I can think of, so I can't really say how unusual it would be. I think it's probably a little unusual that they would be unanimous 12 to nothing.
In May, a split jury decision also spared Joseph McEnroe from death after he was convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend's family members in Carnation. Luhr says he hopes these decisions will deter King County prosecutor Dan Satterberg from seeking the death penalty again.
You know, hopefully going forward, that will have some influence on his decision-making in the future on whether to seek the death penalty. I mean, our case could have been resolved a long time ago with a life sentence.
In a statement, Satterberg said the facts of this case called out for the jury to consider the full range of punishment options. Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole called the life sentence a small measure of justice for Brenton's death. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.